This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
You know why I believe that Jonah really happened is not because some professor at Harvard or Yale said it happened, or because a professor at Southern Baptist or Asbury College, Asbury Methodist University in Wilmore, Kentucky said it happened. That's not why I believe it. It's because of what Jesus said in Matthew 12. If we could bring that up, this passage from Jesus is speaking, and Jesus said this. Can we bring that up? For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man, Jesus talking about himself, will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And now something greater than Jonah is here. Who was Jesus talking about? Himself. People were asking him, will you do a sign? He said, I'll give you a sign. It comes from Jonah in the Old Testament. Just as Jonah was in the belly of this fish for 3 days and three nights, I'll be in the belly of the earth, talking about his death and burial in the tomb. And then, of course, the implication, the resurrection that came out of it. But what's my point? I believe the story of Jonah because Jesus did. And he claimed it to be true. He's the authority. If Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and he really is the resurrection and the life, and he says, just as Jonah, same with me, I believe that to be true. I want to talk and leave you with this thought. I didn't do this at the other two services. I'm not even sure why. But Jesus talks about the people of Nineveh repenting. Jonah, we'll read later that the people repented and the city of Nineveh was spared. They were slated for destruction. You talk about urban renewal. God was going to wipe the town off the face of the earth. That's what it's implied. But they repented and God relented and spared the city. What could repentance do in your life today? May I tell you what repentance is not? Repentance isn't just being sorry. Repentance isn't sorry you got caught. Repentance isn't sorry that people found out about the deal. Repentance isn't saying, oh, I've got to live with the consequences of this and I'm mad. Repentance means to turn. It means to change your heart and to change your mind. It's when a man or woman realizes that all sin ultimately is a sin against the Lord. And repentance says, I have sinned against God. When David committed the sin of murder and adultery, he ultimately recognized that his sin was against the Father. Sure, he sinned against Bathsheba, the woman he had an affair with. Sure, he sinned against her husband. He had him killed. But he recognized ultimately, I have sinned against the Father. That's why in Psalm 51, David, reflecting on his sin, would say to God, against you and you only have I sinned in your sight. Against you and you only, he recognized that ultimately sin was against the Father. It was a wound against the Father. That was a Kodak moment in the life of David. It can be a Kodak moment in your life, a spiritual moment, as you recognize that repentance isn't being sorry, it's being changed by the power of God, changing your heart, changing your mind, and changing your life. Heavenly Father, thank you for speaking to us through Jonah today. There are people here today, just as we're in the other two services, that need the message. I need the message of Jonah. We all do. We all need to know that you intervene in life. We all need to know that there are consequences to what we do and that there are consequences to consequences. But the most important lesson, Lord, I want people to go home with today is that sometimes what we call punishment really is your hand of protection, your hand of compassion and blessing and provision. Help us to look at life with a new set of eyes today because we're looking at Jonah with a new set of eyes through Christ.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.